Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2018. Greetings everyone. We start tonight's official broadcast with presidential comment. Reporting from Blenheim, it's NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening everyone. It is with sadness that I report the death of our former AREC National Director, Jeff Sayer, ZL4JS, on September 13 after a short illness. Jeff retired from the position of AREC National Director late last year. Jeff had served in the position since early 2006, but had been active in AREC for many years prior to this. Jeff's long service to search and rescue and AREC in New Zealand was recognised by New Zealand Search and Rescue earlier this year with an award presented by the Governor-General. Council decided during the AGM weekend in Mosgiel earlier this year that it would be a good idea to have an edition of Break-In focused on recruitment and training of new amateurs. Council has put together a collection of such articles and the special edition will be in your letterboxes soon. We have seen the success of the weekend ham-cram courses for the examination in various branches around the country. From recent conversations with a number of branches, there are still a number, though, that are facing dwindling membership and are in need of an injection of new members. There are three important parts to this process. First, we have to attract new people to our wonderful hobby. Then we have to get them through the examination. And finally, we need to make sure the new amateur is helped and encouraged to get onto the bands and be active in our branches. None of this is easy, but it is essential that we work hard to ensure that our many and varied branches around the country remain active and viable, and indeed our association as well. I trust that you will find some inspiration in this latest edition of Break-In. There is also information in the same edition about the Maker Fair coming up in Wellington on the 4th of November. This will be a great opportunity to showcase amateur radio in what should be the first of many such fairs that encourage people to experiment, build and create. And amateur radio fits very well into this movement. An internet search of Wellington Maker Fair will take you to the site dedicated to this event and give you more information on this movement. Central Region Councillor Phil Dodds, ZL4XYZ, is coordinating things here, and if you're able to help, please get in touch with him at ZL4XYZ at nzart.org.nz. That's ZL4XYZ at nzart.org.nz, and he would love to hear from you. Finally, on this subject, if you know someone who may be interested in amateur radio in the Wellington area, you might want to suggest that they go along for a look. Well, that's all from me tonight, Jim. Thank you all for listening, and have a think how you might attract someone new to amateur radio. Good night.
Thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, are holding their annual equipment table sale at the Longburn Hall. At the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56, Longburn. Next Saturday, October the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Doors open for vendors at 8 a.m. and to buyers at 9 a.m. For tables and prices, well, full tables, $25 until the 30th of September. Hey, that's tonight. Tables, $30 from tomorrow, the 1st of October. Half tables are $15 until the 30th of September and $20 after that. Visit zl2ko.org.nz to register your table. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society annual equipment table sale at the Longburn Hall, Longburn, next Saturday, October the 6th. For NZART headquarters news, we move onwards to Upper Hutt, where it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I have received a number of calls recently from members wanting to know when the next issue of Break-In is due out. Well, the October issue, if you haven't already received it, should be in your letterbox any day now. For those of you who are unsure if you have paid your annual subscription, you can check this on your magazine address label. Some of you may have paid in the last couple of weeks, so your sub-expiry date will not have been updated on the address sheet, but if in doubt, send me an email so I can confirm receipt of payment. The rebate period applies until the end of November, so you still have plenty of time to take advantage of the reduced subscription rate. A reminder, however, that subs are $99 less $10, making payment required of $89, not $88. Another wee reminder, I can only report to a branch secretary or president a list of that branch's members. I cannot advise who is or isn't a member of a person belonging to another branch. There are several NZART appointed officers who may request this information from me, which will be provided to them. However, for the most part, the only details available of an amateur outside of your branch will be what is printed in call book. It's that time again when the returning officer calls for nominations to President and Council. Please consider putting your name forward for nomination. Elections are a healthy sign that there are enough interested members to ensure the association continues to support all amateurs in New Zealand. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, will be holding their radio equipment sale on Saturday, the 3rd of November, at the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road, Avondale. It's a big hall and there's plenty of parking. And the tables are $10 each, prepaid before the sale date or on the day of the sale, if still available. Doors open for sellers at 8 a.m. and buyers at 9 a.m. A good range of food, tea and coffee will be available at the venue. The sale concludes at 12 midday. There is a $2 entry fee for all visitors. For more details about the equipment sale, look at your issue 381 of NZART's info line. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club radio equipment sale on Saturday, 3rd of November. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
It was radio to the rescue in Indonesia recently, and the happy ending came about because of one of those low-priced HTs that the FCC here in the U.S. has been looking at. Here's Ed Durant, DD5 LP.
While the FCC reviews ways to restrict frequency coverage of Chinese HTs coming into the U.S., there are other parts of the world where these cheap units' wideband capabilities are saving lives. One global news item in the last few days is the rescue of Indonesian Aldi Novel Adilang, who told reporters that his handheld transceiver was key to his rescue on the high seas. Adilang was adrift for 49 days in the Pacific after the unpowered Rompong fishing platform he was working on lost its anchor line. It broke loose from 77 miles, 125 kilometres, off the Sulawesi Island coast during high winds on the 14th of July. After a week, Adilang ran out of food, but managed to live on fish he caught, and when it didn't rain, he drank drips of seawater that he wrung from his clothing. Using his generator-driven light and a makeshift white flag, he had tried to attract the attention of many passing ships, but either they didn't see him or they ignored him. He drifted with the winds and current over 1,200 miles, 1,900 kilometres. Then, when the huge bulk carrier MV Arpeggio passed within a mile of him on August 31st, he tried to attract them, but the ship just kept going. It was only when he remembered the HT on his boat and tuned it to a marine VHF channel frequency that a friend had told him to use if he got into trouble that he got the ship's attention by calling help in English into the HT. The ship reversed its course and rescued Adilang. The crew of the Arpeggio, who rescued Adilang, floating off Guam, contacted the Indonesian consulate in Japan when they docked. He was returned to Indonesia by air on the 8th of September. Adilang was quoted as saying he no longer wants to work on Rompong platforms. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed, DD5LP.
Hams in Spain recently concluded a two-day fair that's growing larger each year. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us more about Iber Radio.
Hams in Spain recently concluded the two-day ham radio fair known as Iber Radio, which took place on the 15th and 16th of September in the city of Avila. The gathering featured workshops, conferences, and a preview of some cutting-edge equipment for the shack. this year's event featured an expanded flea market and included licensing exams for Spain, as well as the US FCC license. Organisers work hard each year to grow this event into Southern Europe's preeminent showcase for amateur radio. Organisers also operated station AO1 IBR throughout the weekend so that those who could not attend might still end up being able to take something away from IBR Radio, a QSL card. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
If you're a satellite enthusiast and have a talent for editing news copy, AMSAT North America wants to hear from you. Jack Parker, W8ISH, has the details.
Something new happens every week in the world of amateur radio, and that includes satellite amateur radio. AMSAT News Service is hoping to find qualified volunteers who can serve as editors on a rotating basis for its weekly newsletter. The News Service bulletins are free weekly reports provided by AMSAT North America. The hams who serve as its editors should be knowledgeable about satellite operation and AMSAT North American members. Experience in editing is a big plus, but not required. Editors can expect to devote between 4 and 5 hours of work for each newsletter. If you're interested, submit your information to ans-editor@amsat.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder from New Plymouth Branch 27 that the next NZART conference is being held in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 1st and 2nd of June 2019. The venue is the Quality Plymouth Hotel, and accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. Please note that camper vans are not permitted at the venue. Right now it's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. There's not a lot happening in the Waro world this month, but I have some catch-up items to report. Did you work some stations in the recent Alara HF contest? Logship reached the contest organiser by the 30th of September, which is tonight. There's still time to email your log to the contest manager at www.alaracontest@wia.org.au, and check logs are also welcome. You'll find the scoring details on the Alara website. From bulletin editor Topsy ZL2LS, the September bulletin will be sent out about now. Maybe you've already received your copy. Don't forget to send it on to your sponsored members. Topsy would like some items for the next issue of the Waro Bulletin, which will be published before the end of this year. So please consider writing a few lines for inclusion and send them off to Topsy at her email address, which can be found inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. I do hope that Waro members enjoyed the Taranaki Award this past week. Remember that you need to send your logs, etc., to the award custodian by the 20th of October to receive your certificate. The Waro 80-metre net controllers would like to hear more whales checking in for a chat. The net is held on Monday nights on 3.695 MHz, and all licensed whales are welcome to join in. That's all from Waro for September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally in the lineup tonight, it's NZART Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to spring and a new selection of events in your area. And we start with the North Shore Branch 29 NZART, where the next meeting is on Monday, October the 1st, at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook on the North Shore. Denos ZL1TAY will be talking on electromagnetic compatibility, or EMC, including basic EMC principles and the testing of equipment. Also looking forward, remember that the club's annual general meeting is on Monday, November the 5th. Napier Branch 25 NZART has its next regular meeting on Wednesday the 3rd of October. Now this will be a quiz night with 10 general knowledge questions and 10 technical questions straight from the amateur radio license exam. There will be prizes, so come along and have a go. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next show and tell event on Monday, October the 1st at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve at 7:30 p.m. The show and tell is an opportunity to dust off the projects you've been working on and bring them along to display. And don't forget that Monday the 5th of November is a movie night. Over to the South Island now and Nelson Branch 26 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 17th of October. Eric ZL2BMI will explain the gentle art of inking crystals onto a desired frequency. Now this is a skill that might make those ever so useless crystal frequencies in the spare drawer once again useful. And that meeting will be held at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.